Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The archers. We all need to be one of the archers in this life. Islamically, this is what we have been instructed to do. What does the archers mean? Let's read the message. The one who wrote this message says, how beautiful it is to live in this worldly life, as if you are carrying an arrow's quiver behind your back as an archer. Whenever you pass by a goodness, you shoot it with an arrow, meaning you contribute with it to others, till when your arrows are over and your death arrives and you will meet Allah, then you will find your forgotten good deeds and pleasing good deeds stored for you with Allah the Almighty. I know some of my friends who don't know how to cease shooting the arrows of goodness, starting with removing the stone out of the way, which is the least of faith, and ending with the higher stage of faith of even cleansing the harm from the hearts. And whenever you ask them why, or ask him why, or ask her why, he tells you, until the arrows are over from my quiver. The quiver of arrows for such people does not run out of arrows until the souls depart from the bodies. Their contribution is incessant, continuous. It was said to Abdullah bin al-Mubarak, May Allah have mercy on his soul. For how long are you going to seek knowledge? He replied, maybe the word in which reside my survival I have not heard yet, indicating that seeking knowledge is a lifelong journey, and contributing of goodness is a lifelong journey. Such people will always surprise you. Another example, Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on his soul, when was asked, when will the slave of Allah find the taste of comfort of Iman? He said, at the first foot when he puts it in heaven. Such people will always surprise you the day of surprise you on the day of resurrection with a multiplication of outputs of arrows that they did not count, starting with the sweets or candies that they fed a child at the mosque. Hence, this child loved Allah and his house, the mosque, because of it, and ending with the word they said, through which the one heard it sacrificed his soul for it. Wow, what an impact. You often read in biographies, I heard so-and-so say, and his words impacted my heart, and I accepted them, and it was the reason for my guidance and reforming of my condition and situation. And maybe the one who said, or who said them, passed away and did not know the guidance of the listener or the speaker. And maybe the sower of the seeds died, knowing nothing about the greatness of the loyal ones and the abundance of the fruits. Or perhaps the mujahid in the cause of Allah died while he was not a witness of the afterward greatness, conquest, and the following victories, results. And what is beyond the arrows, only Allah knows them. And what is beyond sowing and planting the seeds, only Allah the Almighty knows. The most important thing is that Allah does not see you except as an archer exerting his best to shoot arrows of goodness all over and drawing closer to Allah in every situation. A man passed by us when we were young. He advised us to go for Asr prayer, afternoon prayer, instead of continuing playing and forgetting about the prayer in Ramadan. And he said two words and left. and Allah destined that His words or His two words, the reason for my wakefulness from my inattention and obliviousness, and led to my attention and focus to the matter of my hereafter, and maybe about my wakefulness, the man did not know that. Zadan was a singer, a lover of fun, frivolity, and singing. So he sat once on the road to sing, and he was playing the lute. He was surrounded by his friends who were singing with him and clapping. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, passed by them. So he commanded them to desist, stop from this wrongdoing. So they were scattered away, escaped. So he grabbed Zadan's hand and shook him and said to him, "What a beautiful, melodious voice if it was used for reciting the Book of Allah, the Quran, the Almighty." Then Abdullah bin Mas'ud left. Zadan inquired from his friends, "Who was that?" They said, "Abdullah bin Mas'ud." He said, "The companion of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him." They said, "Yes." Then Zadan said to himself, "So the seeking of repentance was thrown on me. So I chased him while weeping and took hold of his dress. So he came to me. Or he came around to me and he embraced me and cried, wept, and said to me, 'Welcome to those whom Allah loves.' Then Zadan attached himself to Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, to learn the Quran. And Zadan became an imam in the knowledge of Islam. If Allah wanted this world to be angelic, He could have done it easily, but the Almighty chose for human beings only to be filled with mistakes, errors, pitfalls, and for them to fall into negligence, to test the archers of arrows and the sowers of the seeds of goodness. Never, don't expend your life in pain and regret. Toss, dart, shoot your arrow of goodness and march forward, and be confidently sure that your arrows, if sincerely darted or thrown or shot, are counted favorably by Allah for you, and your goals are watched by Allah the Exalted. Sincerity is the key for you. And know for certainty, the goodness of today is nothing but the reaps of yesterday archers. If you know that, then don't preoccupy yourself with or be frustrated or despair from the spread of corruption and the corruptors and the harm of the corruptors. As one lamp illuminates the wide road, and one arrow may hit the big target, provided that the archers sincerely comprehend that. Written by Dr. Khalid Alhamdi, translated by Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Al-Dosiri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia, who has also recorded it for you. Take care, everyone. Spread goodness and be one of the archers. Salam. Peace.